Lewis, guess what? The government has decided to abandon zonal pricing for electricity, and they're going with a single national price instead.
I see. So this means people in the southeast won't end up paying more than those in Scotland, as initially proposed with zonal pricing.
Exactly. Ed Miliband, the Energy Secretary, was considering different pricing based on regions, but now the focus is on a fairer and more secure system with a single price.
So, the decision to abandon zonal pricing has been welcomed, right?
Yes, the energy regulator Ofgem said it brings certainty and confidence for the future of the energy system.
I see. And Ed Miliband said the reforms will protect consumers and secure investment in clean energy.
Right, he emphasised that building clean power at scale is the way to go for a more stable and affordable system.
That makes sense. Now, Joshua Sherrod-Bouet from Hargreaves Lansdowne mentioned that zonal pricing could cause business uncertainty, especially during deep investment periods.
Yes, and it has caused a split between legacy companies like Centrica and more tech-focused providers like Octopus Energy.
So, companies that are more agile and tech-driven are better positioned to adapt to such proposals.
Ben Martin from the BCC also said the government made the right decision by ruling out zonal pricing.
I see, and he mentioned that businesses had concerns about a postcode lottery and investment uncertainty.
Exactly, the BCC emphasised the need for grid connectivity reform to address the long queues for connection, which is a major barrier to growth.
And with energy bills being some of the highest in Europe, it's clear the pressure on businesses is significant.
Right, the BCC's research showed 37% of businesses would struggle to pay their energy bills.
So, the government needs to act quickly to relieve this pressure and work with businesses to build a system fit for the future.
Exactly, Lewis. It's all about finding the right balance between reform, investment, and ensuring affordability for consumers and businesses.
And with Ofgem planning to set out their thinking on network charging reforms shortly, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out.
Agreed. This is a crucial step in the journey towards a decarbonised energy system for the UK.
Yeah, and it's clear that businesses are watching closely and ready to work with the government to make this happen.